Welcome to WREN Radio, making bird songs memorable. I'm Radio Wren. Today we're going to listen to our crested comrades, the northern cardinal, the tufted titmouse, and the cedar waxwing. Let's start with our most popular, the state bird of seven states singing its cheer, 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 and birdie, birdie, birdie. The northern cardinal most likely needs no description or introduction. The black-faced red bird with a crest. These aggressive birds will attack even their own reflection in the windows, so if you have a feeder near a window, be sure to get a hawk decal so they won't knock themselves out. Cardinals prefer the edge of the woods near open areas. Let's listen again to its song, Cheer, 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 and Birdie, Birdie, Birdie. The tufted titmouse is a distinct little bird you'll see in the woods, parks, or at bird feeders. It's a really active and fearless bird. It's a bluish-gray with a crest and a big black eye. When you see it, you'll remember the eye. The tufted titmouse has a lovely Peter, Peter, Peter call. The tufted titmouse nest in cavities, old woodpecker holes, rotten fence posts, and nest boxes. They line their nest with hair, dog, woodchuck, even human hair, that they will even pluck off the living beast. Our last crested comrade today is the cedar waxwing. I think this is one of the most beautiful birds in our area. A golden brown color, the waxwing's feathers are so smooth it looks like it's carved out of wax. But that's not why it's named the waxwing. The name comes because at the end of the wing you'll see a bright red spot that looks like a drop of letter sealing wax. You remember back before email we used to write letters? Also, the cedar waxwing has a bright yellow band on its tail and a velvety black mask. Oh, and don't forget the crest. Waxwings have a very distinct, wispy whistle. Once you hear it, you'll remember it. You have to listen very closely. They are a gregarious group, and when you spot one, keep looking because you will definitely see more. Cedar waxwings are fruit eaters, so they don't hang around feeders much, but they, like all birds, do need water, so put a bird bath out and change the water regularly. It's possible to see all three of these birds on one hike. You would most likely see them near fruit trees and in open spaces. I've seen flocks of waxwings in a small downtown and even in my own backyard. Let's listen in again. The northern cardinal, cheer, 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 birdie, birdie, birdie. The tufted titmouse, Peter, 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 and our really high, wispy cedar waxwing. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to visit the flyby shop at wrenradio.com to get your own Wren Radio gear. All proceeds from the flyby shop go to purchase the license to use the calls and songs that we get from the Macaulay Library at the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology in Ithaca, New York. I'm Radio Wren, and until next time,